The state has given Florida Power and Light the go-ahead to raise rates. Marva Hinton has the details from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald.
Thanks, Wanda. The Public Service Commission has approved the deal after FPL agreed to reduce its original settlement request. But as Ariana Prothero tells us, the state's top consumer advocate plans to challenge that decision.
The rate increases are set to start in January, but customers probably won't feel the effects until June. FPL says the increases are needed so the company can smoothly bring more power plants online. The rate increase will mean an extra $350 million a year for the utility company. The agreement also allows FPL two more increases in the next 4 years. This is the first time the Public Service Commission has approved a rate settlement without the blessing of the state's top consumer advocate. The head of the Office of Public Counsel, J.R. Kelly, told the Herald Times Tallahassee Bureau he is afraid this move will set a new precedent and other utility companies will try to sidestep his office in the future. Kelly is likely to appeal the decision to the Florida Supreme Court. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.
Charlie Crist has made it official. He's a Democrat. The former Republican governor and then independent candidate for Senate registered as a party member Thursday at the Pinellas Supervisor of Elections office. While many people have inquired about his future ambitions, Crist says he's not ready to announce his candidacy for anything just yet. He did, however, sound off on a list of things he would do differently than his successor in Tallahassee, including Governor Rick Scott's decision to turn down federal money for high-speed rail. And the Miami Dolphins will be marking the 40th anniversary of one of the greatest feats in sports history this weekend. As Phil Latzman tells us, their perfect season remains intact, and that's cause for celebration.
It was 1972 when the Dolphins won a flawless 17-0 on their way to a Super Bowl title, and 4 decades later, they remained the last NFL team to do it. Some of the members of that legendary group will gather for a reunion dinner tonight in Fort Lauderdale, then for a special golf tournament at the Doral Resort and Country Club tomorrow before being officially feted in celebration as part of Sunday's home game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Manny Fernandez was a defensive lineman on the 72 squad and will also be among those inducted into the team's Walk of Fame on Sunday.
Yeah, the whole weekend is special. Even prior to this honor, this just made it even more special. But, it's always great to get back with these guys. We've stayed close, in part because of these reunions.
The reunions typically take place and the champagne corks are popped after the last unbeaten team in the NFL loses. The closest any team has come was the 2007 New England Patriots, who went 18-0 before losing in the Super Bowl to the New York Giants. I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
Follow us on Twitter at WLRN. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Wanda Miles.